Atlanta in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but she squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine.
Of course, that was Lola by the Kinks from 1970, and this is J.D. Doyle and Queer Music Heritage. The theme of the show this month is Straight Artists, Queer Songs, the 1970s, and it's a continuation from last month when I focused on the 1960s. But there are some big differences. Last month I said I was selecting my music from the last decade before Stonewall, and that has a cultural significance, with the main impact being on the visibility of GLBT people. Not only did the music by them come out of the closet, especially with the advent of the women's music movement around 1973, but gays and lesbians were more visible to the general public. And that included straight songwriters, inspired by a new subject area or an area they were then much more willing to approach. Yes, many of these songs were novelty songs, or with negative references, and some songs express that there should be acceptance. I'm giving credit to Lola by the Kinks for being the first big hit song with the GLBT theme. None of the songs I found for my 60s show that continued a gay theme throughout the song were hits. So when the song's narrator said, "Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walked like a woman and talked like a man," he and LOLA Lola were making history. Up next, another band from the UK and from 1970. On my 60s show, I did a long segment on the gay producers and managers who presented various bands to us. One of this group was Simon Napier Bell, and the artists he worked with ranged from Dusty Springfield, the Yardbirds, Wham, and many others. In 1970, he produced a band called Fresh, and their album called Out of Borstal was one of the first to be released on a major label, in this case RCA, to have songs dealing lyrically with homosexuality. Borstal is the name the English give their juvenile prisons, so perhaps that lent itself to the subject matter. From the album, I picked the song And the Boys Lazed on the Veranda, and you'll figure out what they're doing. Here's the band, Fresh.
And the boys lazed on the veranda, watched by hungry eyes, never doubting the attraction of the sunburned thighs.
And not for you, little girl, they're much too beautiful for that. But take a look at Mr. X and see the way the boys react.
React. Now you watch him point his finger, and the boy will come swaying gently for a purpose, sucking on his thumb.
They're not for you, little girl, they're much too beautiful for that. But take a look at Mr. X and see the way the boys react.
Watch him smiling, so obedient. No, he's not his son. Can't you see from the way he's standing what will soon be done? Now they're leaving the veranda for a quiet place. There's no reason to be uptight, it's quite commonplace.
They're not for you, little girl.
Oh, it's me.
the early 70s, David Bowie was going through his Ziggy Stardust phase, and he had already declared to the press that he was bisexual, which was just hype. Anyway, he had recorded the song you just heard, John, I'm Only Dancing, which was about a bisexual man dancing with a woman but telling his jealous male lover that there was nothing to worry about. John, I'm only dancing. She turns me on, but I'm only dancing. In a song from the previous year called Queen Bitch, from Bowie's Hunky Dory album, he as narrator is watching a transvestite hustler and saying, I could do better than that.
Clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. And she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen of such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading him on, and you're laying right down. Listen, leading him on, and you're laying right down. But it could have been me, yes, it could have been me.
Something I didn't mention earlier when I was commenting on the huge increase of material for a show like this in the 70s compared to the 60s was that I found so much I wanted to share for this month that the show is 3 hours and could easily have been longer. It will cover all sorts of genres, and this segment will span 1970 through 1973. And also, I gave myself kind of a ground rule of trying to stay away from cover versions of earlier songs because, for example, giving you a male-to-male version of Da-Do-Ron-Ron isn't a commentary on gay life, it's just a cover. I'm going now to a band you've probably not heard of, and I wouldn't have either if not for my friend Kristen Hoffman sending me this track. It's by the London band Fickle Pickle, which itself was comprised of some of the members of the late 60s band Smoke. Their 1971 album was called Sinful Skinful, and while the song I'm playing is from those days, it showed up only as a bonus track on a recent compilation by them. It's called Sweet Wilfred Rodent of Note, which you'll see rhymes with homosexual stoat. ¶¶
nothing obscene in this bold little scene. It's divine, it's divine.
Sweet Wilfred, sweet Wilfred, Roland's a bloat. He's a one and only, oh so good. So surviving, ever thriving. So unlucky, oh so ducky. Homosexual, so
that short little song was from Todd Rundgren's 1973 album called A Wizard, A True Star, and he was telling his friend that to be gay, you don't have to camp around. This next song is by a totally straight band, the Kit Kats, and I want to give you the background story. They formed in Pennsylvania in 1961 and lasted about 10 years and had fairly decent regional success, putting out a couple albums and a bunch of singles. For what turned out to be their last 45 RPM record in 1971, band member Carl Houseman wrote the song, and the lyrics were not at all typical with their music, or for that matter, for any band in 1971. Houseman was not gay, so what prompted this? Well, one night he and another band member went to see a performance of the Frisco Follies, a gay male drag revue. He enjoyed the show and at the end was particularly moved by what one of the performers said. She said, "Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's not who you love, it's not how you love, it's that you love." That, of course, inspired the song, and the more he thought about it, the more he felt, well, someone should speak up in defense of gay people. And he did. He had no problem with the dilemma that what if people thought he was gay? He just felt it was something that needed voiced, and the band backed him completely. Here's the Kit Kats and That You Love. Lindsay Marks is the name of this next artist, and he was active in the early 70s in New Zealand, and he's been compared to Cat Stevens. And one of the songs got a reputation for being gay, though he didn't intend that. I know this because years ago a friend sent me a clip of the artist talking about the song. Here's Lindsay Marks and his song, Son of the Sun.
Hi, this is Lindsay Marks. This is my song, Son of the Sun. It was initially written about two characters in the Bible, David and Jonathan, who were mates. I remember being on New Faces, I made it through to the second round, and I actually sang that song in the second round. And Phil Warren, actually, who was one of the judges, he came up to me later and he said, it's about homosexuals, wasn't it? And I said, well, I don't think it was. It was about Dave and Jonathan, actually, and that kind of seemed to have grown, and a lot of people that I've spoken to more recently than have said that it meant quite a lot to them because they were gay, and I guess being gay in the 70s wasn't as easy, and that was kind of like a little public thing for them, even though it wasn't necessarily my intention in the first place.
Every day that I wait beside your side, I know I need you. You're my shame and you're my pride, I'll never leave you. I'm leaning on you, son of the sun. I would live if you should ever die, 'cause I believe you. When you say you'll be inside me when I need you, son of the sun. Do they say it's wrong? Do you think you'll leave me soon? It's just the same old love song to a different sort of tune. Do they talk behind your back and do they cry out shame? It's just the same old love song. Makes me love you more, and I don't want to love you. But if you're quiet, sure, then keep the sun above you while I'm still son of the sun. Do they say it's wrong? Do you think you'll leave me soon? It's just the same old love song to a different sort of tune. Talk behind your back and do they cry out shame? It's just the same old love song to a different sort of name. Every day makes me love you more, and I don't want to love you. But if you're quiet, sure, then keep the sun above you even while I'm sleeping. Son of the sun, son of the sun.
You Like Boys? That was by the UK band Starbuck from 1973, and it was by the gay songwriting duo of Ken Howard and Alan Blakely, who I mentioned in my 60s show. Starbuck should not be confused with the Atlanta band who had the hit Moonlight Feels Right. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you are listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Up next, I've got three black artists. Some of you may remember Jewel Akins for his huge 1965 hit, The Birds and the Bees. Well, in 1973, long after any recording success, two producers talked him into recording a song for the gay market. I interviewed Jewel Akins last August, and he says, no, he wasn't gay and just went along with it and didn't hear any more about it. He also didn't know that the producers ran a big ad in The Advocate, which is how I noticed it. For 1973, this is a very gay record. He's Good for Me.
Mama, when I was young, you taught me right from wrong. Now I'm grown, I must leave home. My true love has come on, on, and oh, Mama, he's so good for me. Told me to leave him, let him go. I tried to do it, but I love him so. Mama, there's just one thing that you can do is leave us both alone. Oh, yeah. Mama, when I was young, you talked about the birds and the bees. Now I'm grown, I'm on my own. You can't control me as you please. Oh, Mama, he's so good for me. You told me to leave him and let him go. I've tried to do it, but I love him so. Mama, he loves me too, and there's just one thing that you can do is leave him both alone. Oh, yeah. Mama, woman, you better stop. The man is here to stay. All the wrong that he may do, I love him anyway. Oh, Mama, he's doggone good to me.
Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. You've spent years hiding, and I know why. Majority Joe, don't dig it. No, he can't see your side. But gay is nothing but good if it don't kill, steal, or lie. Closet queen, you're all right, you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. Accept what is you and live the way you want to. People created society, but God created you. Some sacrifice in life. One day we'll get to that. Closet queen, you're all right, but you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. Look at John and Simon, the Lord, they're doing all right. They can live in harmony, they know that love makes might. You would be judges out there, and straight this world's complex. And there are many ways to look at life, as many ways, Lord, as there are eyes. Closet queen, you're all right, you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. You can try to twist what's different from you, and understanding is what you'll undo. Is it the different ways we love that hurts, or the different ways we hate, hate? Tell me. Closet queen, you're all right, you know what I mean. Closet queen, come into the light where you can be seen. If you think you're sick, well now, child, I think you better go and get yourself fixed. If you think you're well, well now, what the hell now?
After Joel Akins, Harrison Kennedy of the group Chairman of the Board sang Closet Queen, a fairly advanced song of acceptance. That was from his 1972 album Hypnotic Music. And then in the 1971 song, Stop the World and Let Me Off, the vocalist for the group Flaming Ember complained about losing his woman to another woman. My general policy for selecting songs for these shows was not to include cover versions, but I have one I want to mention briefly. It's the old classic, Sally Go Round the Roses, a hit for the Jeanettes in 1963 and recorded by lots of people. I could have just as easily played this song on my 60s show with a version by Mitch Ryder, but this artist, Tim Buckley, in 1973, took it a step further, making the lyrics much more explicit, with his assertion that the saddest thing in this whole wide world is to find your baby been laying with another girl.
Well, I'm singing about Sally go round the roses. Sally go round the roses. Yo. Sally go round the roses. Oh. Sally go round the roses. Oh. Sally, don't you go down. Oh, Sally, don't you go down. Come on and help me, David. The saddest thing in this.
Gonna be a freaker's ball tonight at the freaker's hall, and you know you're invited, one and all. Uh-oh. Come on, babies, grease your lips, grab your hats, swing your hips, and don't forget to bring your whips. We're going to the freaker's ball, yes. Blow your whistle, bang your gong, roll up something to take along. It feels so good, it must be wrong. We're freaking at the freaker's ball. Well, all the fags and the dykes, they boogie in together. The leather freaks are dressed in all kinds of leather. The greatest of the sanest and the masochist too, screaming, please hit me, and I'll hit you. The FBI is dancing with the junkies. All the streets swinging with the fuggies. Across the floor and up the wall, we're freaking at the freaker's ball. Y'all, we're freaking at the freaker's ball.
Did he go? Which way did he go?
He went for Fago.
Well, the sweet goat was heading through the mountains. The stage they call the Wells Fago Express. The cargo, so I hear, Fago old-fashioned root beer. That tasty drink with creamy head, what this? Look out, it's a hold-up. It's Black Bart.
Help, save me from my life of fear.
Oh, hush up, gal. It's that famous drink I want. That case of Fago old-fashioned root beer.
Stand where you are.
What's this?
Black Bart, you silly bitch. You are through.
It's the Fago kid.
Madam, do not fear. I will save your Fago old-fashioned root beer.
Well, this fag's gonna save his Fago old-fashioned.
So the stagecoach went on heading through the mountains. And old Black Bart is now turned queer, I hear. The Fago kid.
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
He went for Fago.
He went for Fago, old-fashioned root beer.
Dr. Hook, who finally did make it on the cover of the Rolling Stone, singing about the Freaker's Ball in 1972. That was a Shel Silverstein song, and I've got one by him in part three. And closing that set was an obscure band called Rock's Gang. Their 1973 album, Bring It Back Alive, included one called Fago Root Beer, a parody of a commercial by a root beer brand named Fago. I've got another strange record to share with you. It's from 1970 and was released on a 45 on the Capitol label in Canada. On my site, I show the very interesting picture sleeve they gave this 45. And what is almost as interesting is how tame the stereotyping is on both sides. Yes, the sissy voice is there, but the storylines are so ordinary, especially for that time period, you have to wonder why they thought enough of the record to give it a picture sleeve. It's a real collector's oddity. The artist's name, of course, is made up and actually sounds like a porn name. Anyway, here's Rock Harding and You Ain't Done Better Than Me.
In an old cafe, just the other day, why, I found you. And once again, what I pictured, my two arms around you. But a honky-tonk for lonely guys, it's not where I thought you'd be. And you ain't done much better than me. I remember walking past this place when you were by my side. But I doubt if you could make it in the shape you're in tonight. Oh yes, I've hated you for leaving me, and I slowly drifted here. And you ain't done much better than me. Oh, suck it to me, steel man. Turn me on. I remember walking past this place when you were by my side. But I doubt if you could make it in the shape you're in tonight. Oh, I've hated you for leaving me, and I slowly drifted here. You ain't done much better than me. No, you ain't done much better than me.
It's a hell of a world we're living in. You can't tell the women from the men. Bell-bottom pants, flowered blouse, I can't tell the man around the house. I was sitting in this bar, the lights were dim. This cute little blonde come walking in. I got her drunk and I took her home, and then that's when I found out she was a him. It's a hell of a world we're living in. Can't tell the women from the men. Bell-bottom pants, flowered blouse, I can't tell the man around the house. This friend of mine, he was married for a day, and I found out my friend went on his way. I started sneaking around, hell, he was gone. Then I found out why my friend left home. They had their wedding bells, they hurried on their way to have a honeymoon to celebrate the day. So passionate she turned the lights down dim, and when she got undressed she looked like him. It's a hell of a world we're living in. You can't tell the women from the men. Bell-bottom pants, flowered blouse, won't you tell me who's the man around the house? Oh, 'cause I can't tell the man around the house.
Yes, another country song about mistaken gender identities. From 1971, that was Hell of a World by Howard Barnes. And here's one more by country artist Freddie Weller. He did quite well in the country market through the 70s, and on his 1973 album, Too Much Monkey Business, was an interesting song called Betty Ann and Shirley Cole.
Betty Ann was innocent and sweet, so it was said. She always read the Bible just before she went to bed. She never went out very much, no man in town could talk. Every man agreed that Betty had a pretty walk. She lived with her big sister Sue, who'd married Parson Brown. Of course they were respected in their friendly little town. No one ever questioned that she spent her time alone. 'Cause what a Christian does is no one's business but their own. Parson Brown prepared his sermon evenings after work, and Sister Sue would go to visit ladies of the church. That left just Betty Ann and Parson Brown alone at night. Ah, but it's hard work and takes a while to get each sermon right. One weekend when the Browns had gone to visit some lost soul, up drove a long black Cadillac and out stepped Shirley Cole. Years ago, Miss Cole and Betty Ann were pretty tight, and no one thought it strange that she had come to spend the night. Time went by and they were seen together everywhere, and Betty Ann soon changed down to the way she wore her hair. In church each Sunday morning, side by side, they'd kneel and pray. And it seemed that Parson Brown would just politely look away. Now bad news travels fast, especially in a little town. But still no one was sure what took the life of Parson Brown. Rumor has it his last breath cried out for Betty Ann. But at the graveside, she and Shirley Cole were holding hands. Oh, could it be there's some things even God don't understand?
This is J.D. Doyle, and again, this month I'm bringing you Straight Artists, Queer Songs, the 1970s. And this is a three-parter, with two more hours to be found on my site at queermusicheritage.com. And like I said last month, in no way am I implying that these are all the songs from the 1970s with gay references. They are just the ones I found interesting. I'm rounding out part one of this show with another classic song. It reached Billboard number 16 in 1973, but its fame has far surpassed that chart position. Get ready to join Lou Reed and Walk on the Wild Side.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked her way across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jane Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo. Thank you.